Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night, happy Saturday morning, happy beginning of the weekend. If you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest, you could be anywhere. Thank you for tuning in. I'm happy. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 2 hours. If you missed the first 2 hours of the show, that sucks. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I get started weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We have had a busy night, and damn it, we know we've had a busy week in the world of sports. Last time I looked, nobody got choked out tonight. Nobody got kicked. Just seems pretty normal, which is good. It's just pretty good. Brandon Staley got fired. We opened up the show talking about that. No surprises there. Just wild stuff. Brandon Staley getting the boot after last night, standing in front of the media and pretty much making a plea as to why he should keep his job. If you don't recall what Brandon Staley said last night, take a listen to this. The reporters basically said, you think you're going to keep your job? And this was his response.
Do you expect to be the coach here tomorrow?
I don't know that.
Do you think you should be?
Yes.
Why?
I know that what I've done here for 3 years, and I know what I put into this, and I know that we're capable of going. I know the type of coach that I am. I believe in myself. But again, this isn't about me. This is about a group that's hurting in there. We got to get some rest, and we got to get ready for Buffalo.
Yeah, the man didn't even make it through a full season. Sucks for him. Justin Herbert goes down. He gets blown out. I don't know how you can say that. You got two seasons where you didn't make the postseason. One, you get fired. The other one, you go to the playoffs. You blow a 27-0 lead. At some point, you're going to go back to being a defensive coordinator. We talked about some other head coaches who are potentially on the hot seat. We know we've heard all the rumors about Bill Belichick looking at his final days as a member. As head coach of the New England Patriots. It was only a couple of days ago where the rumors came out from NBC Boston, and Bill Belichick was asked by the media quite a few times, hey, Bill, you going to stick around? Did you get any assurances about your job? Like, what's the deal? And Bill Belichick is just like, I ain't thinking about nothing but Kansas City. Listen to this.
Bill, I wanted to ask you a question. Speaking, obviously, for yourself, in your understanding, do you have an understanding that Robert will not ask you to be back next year?
Yeah, getting ready for Kansas City. That's what I'm doing.
Outside of all the rumors, do you want to keep that to
make? Yeah, I'm getting ready for Kansas City.
Bill, while understanding that you're getting ready for Kansas City, have you and Robert discussed your future beyond the season?
Getting ready for Kansas City.
Yeah, he's just getting ready for Kansas City. Good for him. It'd be interesting to see where Bill Belichick might go. He is just so tightly associated with New England. I think Bill Belichick, I go New York Giants defensive coordinator, and I kind of skip over the whole Bernie Kosar, Cleveland Brown stuff. I know my people in Cleveland would probably like to do the same. And then I just fast forward over to New England. To think that he could potentially add another team to the ledger makes me go, damn. Wow, wild stuff. We talked about Jung-Hoo Lee. Yes, the newest center fielder for the San Francisco Giants. We talked about a lot of people not necessarily wanting to go play in San Francisco. And then we got a few horror stories for some callers just like, yeah, San Francisco's real bad. I'm like, okay. It was bad before I went, before the pandemic. It's been since then. I ain't got no reason to go, but damn. And then obviously, I told you right before the break we were going to talk about some football. Because now that we've entered into bowl season here in college, the NFL has taken their gloves off. The NFL has pretty much said, it's our time to shine. You're going to get football on Thursday. You're going to get football on Saturday. You're going to get football on Sunday and Monday. And I wish there was another Black Friday because you're going to get some there. We got football. We got three NFL games on Saturday. Minnesota at Cincinnati. We got Pittsburgh at the Colts. We have Denver at Detroit as our nightcap. And so if you should choose, yeah, there's not going to be the same type of college action. I mean, here in Atlanta, you know, I'll be checking out the Celebration Bowl. But the NFL is just like, yeah, y'all opened up Saturdays for us. We got this. And so we're going to talk about some of those games momentarily. Before we did go to the break, I did mention to you that Tyreek Hill, who is probably, I think, all things, I can say this because Justin Jefferson has gone down. Tyreek Hill is the best wide receiver in the game. He is a video game by himself. He allows Tua Tagovailoa to say, here, and then all you have to do is ask Tyreek Hill to run the next, I don't know, 50, 60, 70, 80 yards, whatever's in front of him, and that's it. I mean, for the season, he leads the NFL in receiving yards, almost 1,500 of them. He leads the NFL in touchdowns as a wide receiver, 12 of them. He's second in receptions, 97 of them. But he might not be available. We know he was dealing with that ankle. They take on the New York Jets this upcoming Sunday. If he's not out there, that's going to be a massive hit to what they do. Ask the Kansas City Chiefs how they feel not having Tyreek Hill out on the football field. And so his own head coach, Mike McDaniel, he explained how in the hell could we see Tyreek Hill? This is what Mike McDaniel had to say.
This is what will happen. He, in his season, his career, on his team as a captain, if he's confident, and then I have the support of the medical guys, he's confident that he can go be himself, and I have the support of the trainers that that's responsible to the wrist, then he'll play. If it's not that, then he won't.
What? Shep, is he high? Does he get high before he talks to the media?
He doesn't get enough sleep. That's what that sounds like, JR.
Does he sound, but he doesn't sound, he can't sound like that when he addresses the players. I get it. Who sounds effusive and enthusiastic when they talk to the media? The answer is nobody.
Right.
But every time he speaks, he sounds like he's, you think he's sleepy?
Well, I think a lot of people are pointing as to why they lost to the Titans in the manner in which they did. They fell asleep in the fourth quarter like their head coach. It's kind of symbolic.
So you think he's sleepy?
Oh, he fell asleep in the fourth quarter, as did the rest of the Dolphins, mind you.
I'm talking about the press conference.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is he falls asleep in press conferences. I'm not surprised he falls asleep in fourth quarters.
Okay. Well, he ain't the one playing, but I guess it makes sense. He just sounds like he needs some caffeine, just a little bit. New York Jets going to have an opportunity to beat the Dolphins? What? I know the Jets beat Houston 30-6. Zach Wilson somehow, some way, was named Offensive Player of the Week. And maybe the New York Jets will catch a break here against the Dolphins as they try to avoid going down to 9-5. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers here on the line. So let's go to TJ. He's calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, TJ?
Hey, what is up, JR? Actually,
how are you?
You actually get me You actually get me through my door dashing every night, to be honest with you.
Well, how is that? Are people tipping good for the door dash, or are they jerks?
Well, actually, man, I actually used to own a restaurant for 7 years, but due to the economy, it had to close, so I don't have to DoorDash. So the money comparable is not even comparable, but people are nice. People are nice.
So does that mean they're tipping, or are they just saying thank you?
They're tipping. They're tipping. They're not tipping greatly. You know, I'm not getting like $20, $30, but, you know, 100 ones is $100. So it all adds up, and it's all better than a kick in the stick anyway.
You could take those 100 ones and throw them at a stripper later. Good.
Well, I'm married, so I don't know if my wife would appreciate that. More like buy baby food and diapers.
Oh, well, damn. Yeah, how old's your baby?
He is two. He'll be 3 on June 19th, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's beautiful. 3 years old. Congratulations, man.
It's my first one.
Oh, beautiful. Well, when the baby's old enough, take the baby to the strip club, okay?
No, we're going to go see the Saints play is what we're going to go do.
The Saints?
Yes, sir.
Put some of them safety, what do I call them things? For the hearing, what is that called?
Earplugs.
Yeah, I don't know. Headphone, earplugs, noise cancellation. Make sure you take some of them to the Superdome, okay?
Yes, sir.
What's
Hopefully
on your mind?
Jay Daniels will be leading us out there.
Okay, what's up?
So, I think I got a dark horse for the Chargers coaching job.
Tell us.
He's already in town. He's losing his quarterback to the draft, and the best quarterback in his state is committed to Alabama, and that's Lincoln Riley.
Why?
I don't want him, but I was like, you know what? They want an offensive mind. They want a young guy. There you go. And he's not happy that USC is going to the Big Ten because he ran to the Pac-12 to get away from the SEC.
So
now that he's going to the Big Ten.
You think he's going to quit?
I don't know about quit, but maybe take an upgrade. I mean, I don't know about the money. I'm sure the money comparable is what USC and the Spanos would pay, but I'd be a dark horse.
Why would Spanos go from a novice head coach to now bringing in Lincoln Riley?
Just for a change of pace, an offensive mind compared to a defense. And a quarterback guru, because his last two quarterbacks have won Heisman trophies, and Jalen Hurts ain't doing too bad neither, except for this year, because he got turnovers more than Pillsbury this year.
Yeah, but I think we all know it's pretty tricky to when you bring in someone who doesn't have the experience, and you want them to actually have a connection to the entire locker room. I mean, we just saw Urban Meyer. He basically gets snatched up by the Jags, and this man had all the experience in the world as a championship-winning coach at that level, but couldn't connect with grown men playing in the pros. I mean, it's a crapshoot.
That is true. That is true. For every Scotch Mike Shanahan you get a Frank Reich.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least he played QB in the league. Hey, thank you, TJ. Appreciate you for calling from Texas, man.
Oh, man, if I don't hear talk to you again, have a good Christmas there, you and Chef there, JR. Y'all have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Well, good luck to you and your family, all right? Good stuff. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good for him. Baby going to be 3. You could take the baby to the strip club. There's nothing wrong with that. I think there may be some laws against it, but, you know, I don't follow laws. What the hell do I know? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, it's tricky, man. If you are the Los Angeles Chargers, you got to go for the safe pick. You can't go out there on a limb and just be, let's bring in a college dude. Like, that's too risky. I don't care if he is a quarterback guru working with Hurts and so on. That's just, let's stay away from that. Matt is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk Giants really quick. Sorry about that guy that was robbed.
Yeah.
I've got 2 kids. We go to the games all the time. Beautiful, beautiful park. And I can get tickets for $17. You can get tickets for $33 and sit down low. There's parking that's $20 to $40 around. Been to day games and night games. Problem with the Giants is front office. Ohtani was never coming here, not for 1 minute. There's nobody else around him. You've got very few players since the decade ago that was a farm-raised situation. Bochy leaves, retires, comes back, wins a World Series first year back. It's front office.
So you don't think that there are any issues? You feel fine when you go out to the ballpark. You cool with it. You don't got no problems.
I got a 9 and 11-year-old. My kids were born in 12 and 14. I've been taking them to the parks every year, multiple games every year, day games, night games. There's a homeless problem. People make fun of it. It's a dirty city. There's a mayor that doesn't care. There's this and that. There's a poop app.
Yeah, I know.
I go and visit family and friends. But just like you said earlier in the show, the players are not living there.
Yeah.
They live in the surrounding areas, Berkeley. And, I mean, Petaluma.
Yeah, you get in your car and you drive in and you drive out like anybody else who commutes to work. A lot of people don't live in a downtown where they work. But hold on a second,
Matt. It's a beautiful park.
Yeah, I know the park is beautiful, but Tenderloin ain't all that nice. You said there is a poop app?
Oh, yeah, San Francisco's got a poop app to tell you where the poop is on the street.
So this is like, this is Waze for poop?
Well, there's a known in the area, very big problem with the transients. Yeah.
Yes. And I know. I didn't ask you that, Matt. I have stepped over my share of poop in San Francisco. What you're telling me is that there is an app. Like when I drive in my car and I use Waze, it's just like, hey, there's a car on the side of the road. There's an object in the road. You're telling me that y'all have that for poop?
There is one that exists.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Matt. Hey, you have a good weekend, okay? Watch out for crap.
You too. Right, have a good holiday.
Appreciate you. You too. Damn. Shep, is there have you ever used the Citizen app in New York, Shep?
I have not.
Is there's not a poop app either, is there?
I don't think so. I mean, you don't need an app to tell all the poop that takes place in New York, JR.
The rats? There's a rat app, though, right?
If there's not, there needs to be one.
Did you see a rat today on the way into the studio?
JR, I see a rat every day into the studio. I see two rats every time I leave the studio. It's bad.
Get out of here.
It's getting worse.
Is it from the construction of the building or like?
What? Yeah, I think that has something to do with it.
Tearing down their house. You can blame Google.
Well, there's a lot of things you can blame Google on, but I love Google in a lot of ways. But let's be honest, in the building that I live in, and I pay, and not that anyone cares, but I pay $3,000, and this is with a roommate.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I pay $3,000 to live monthly. That's New York City for you, JR.
Damn,
and I
bro.
Have a roommate.
It's time to move.
Well, no, JR, that's actually, considering what you get for bang for your buck in New York, living in a one-bedroom for $3,000, and obviously my roommate is my girlfriend, like, that's actually relatively low price for New York City. It's $3,000. There are, and this is not a joke.
My soul, there's so many people listening.
I know.
All over North America that are saying, you're crazy.
You know what?
You can get a big old house here in Georgia. Big old house.
So for everybody listening right now, so JR obviously works in Atlanta. He comes to New York a lot, though, so he understands the real estate in New York. So we're in the West Village. No, where this station is, where the headquarters are West Village. The average price for a one-bedroom in the West Village is close to $7,000 a month.
Yeah.
So $3,000 doesn't sound too bad now, does it? But the
still does. But when I lived in New York, I had a two-bedroom in Westchester on a river for that much money.
Yeah, JR, but that's not New York City. That's not Manhattan, right? That's not an island.
Who wants to live on that crap island when there's rats and roaches?
Well, this is going to really make people excited to think about New York City. So where I live, with the $3,000 I pay for a month, there are rats every time I go down to the laundry room. The laundry room is obviously in our building.
Oh, nah,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're paying for this?
Yeah.
You're paying for Master Splinter and his cousins.
Yeah, although I haven't met Donatello yet, but yes.
Well, not the turtles, the rats.
Right. I wouldn't mind seeing a turtle. God. If I'm going to see the rats, I might as well see Michelangelo and Leonardo. Exactly. Or Shredder while I'm at it. But, yeah, I mean, that it's not a good situation to live in New York. And so when you think of New York City, thinking of rats is not far off.
So if they got a poop app in San Francisco, maybe you can make a lot of money if you started the rat app.
That's not a bad thought.
Hey, listen, I heard the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, he says he hates rats.
Well, he's not doing a good job of combating that hate.
Well, you can start the rat app, and people can identify where the rats are and where the trap should be, and then you could sell the app to the city.
Yeah, I got to know algorithms better, but I could certainly look into that.
Yeah, that guy's still killing me with the poop app in San Francisco.
Yeah, I feel bad for people in San Francisco because I know it has gotten significantly worse there in terms of homelessness and people living on the streets. And it's more sad than comical. People are really struggling post-pandemic, you know?
Hey, listen, man. I got on BART one day out there, and I went through a tunnel. And this was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And somebody was leaning up against the wall, and they proceeded to take their pants down and do a deuce. And I'm just like... Like, okay, all right. Like, yeah, I've seen, unfortunately, more ass than I've wanted to in New York. But that was a new one. Anyway, we've had enough poop and ass talk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to take a look at some of these Saturday NFL games. The New York Knicks and the Phoenix Suns are playing a good game out in Phoenix. I'm going to get some more of your calls here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I told you, we got NFL action on Saturday now. We're whittling things down here at the college football season. Really, we got a couple of bowl, well, not a couple. We about to have a million bowl games, but the regular slate of games is done. Now the NFL has basically said, nah, we got this. And so tomorrow, we got a full slate of games that you can start watching all day long. We got three games. Minnesota at Cincinnati. Pittsburgh at Indianapolis at the Colts. And then we have the Denver Broncos taking on the Detroit Lions. That'll be the nightcap. That'll be the last game of the night. And that'll be the game that I'm really paying attention to. Detroit has now lost two out of their last three games. This past Sunday, they lost to the Bears 28-13. You got some people feeling a little uneasy about what they're doing offensively as they try to get going. And so I'm going to be really paying attention to that. And I said this earlier on in the year, and I'm going to say it again. The Broncos, from their quarterback and their head coach, they're not likable. Russell Wilson looks like a phony, comes across as a phony. And then you have Sean Payton, who just comes across as a you-know-what, especially for all those comments he made this past offseason about a coach who is no longer there, who's now the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. A little bit of a bully. And so this past Sunday, pretty easy for the Denver Broncos to go out there and beat the Chargers. They won 24-7. They have been on a run. I mean, outside of losing to Houston, Denver hasn't lost besides then since like the beginning of October, really. And so they're going on a run. Denver Broncos have a record of 7-6. They're trying to push their way into the playoffs, into the postseason. And of course, Russell Wilson, he knows it's a tight playoff race. And I want you to listen to Russell Wilson give you all types of cliches about how they're going to fight and battle and take it one game at a time. Listen to this.
I think the best thing that we can do is focus on us having great fundamentals down the stretch. I think a lot of teams lose their fundamentals, players and everything else. Having great fundamentals, having great practices, having great study sessions. I think our team camaraderie is really special. You know, I think we're just super tight, offense, defense, special teams, everybody together.
Yeah, everybody. It's just, what else is he going to say? He doesn't say anything negative. Even when he's telling a lie and not being honest, he finds a way to make it sound, quote-unquote, nice. Dan Campbell, he's as authentic can be. You would think that he got dropped on his head. He's so honest. Dan Campbell said, yeah, well, I know we lost. I know we lost to the Bears, but we going to bounce back. Listen to Dan Campbell.
I think when you feel like the players take it over for themselves, you know, there's a level of intensity and urgency that they bring upon themselves. That's where you can really feel it.
Okay. Why the hell not? We'll see what happens with the Lions. I think maybe they're coming back down to earth. There's no doubt that they're going to make it into the postseason, which will be nice to see. But you don't want to be playing like crap while you're on your way there. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Another matchup I'm looking forward to, and I may not sit down and watch it because why would I? Minnesota's about to run out their fourth starting quarterback. They told Josh Dobbs, hey, man, have a seat. Minnesota's going to take on Cincinnati. And Jake Browning, I guess he's going to try to aim to complete 100% of his passes. Wouldn't shock me if that was the case. And so Jake Browning, just that completing passes at almost like a 70% rate so far since replacing Joe Burrow. He's talking about the Vikings, and he's like, yeah, I know it's going to be tough, but I'm trying to go out there and whoop some ass.
Game planning in general, like they're very unique. They blitz a lot. And so I think, you know, it's kind of the main thing. And like you said, you know, they blitz and they drop eight, and there's a lot of variety. Got a lot of really smart players on their side of the ball that do a good job handling that volume of different stuff.
Yo, since taking over for Joe Burrow, this guy has completed 75% of his passes. Like, how long is that going to last? This man is out of Washington. He's 27 years old. Is he going to get a starting job into the future somewhere else? Like, what's the deal? Everybody can get a quarterback from nowhere except for the New York Jets. They got Zach Wilson. 855-212-4CBS. Who do we have here? We got Chris. He's calling from San Francisco. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, great show. I want to push back on some of this San Francisco slander, which is, people, my family who are out of state think that we're stepping on poop all over the place. You know, 90% of the city is very clean. It happens to be that the Tenderloin, as you mentioned, and the area around Union Square and the ballpark is, unfortunately, the worst part of the city. Yeah. And that's what people see when the ball teams stay in the Union Square and they walk to the park and they take the cab. 90% of the city is beautiful and clean, and it happens to be violent crime wise, you're much safer in San Francisco than all of the cities in Florida. You know, which you can say till the cows come home, but people won't, you know, look at this violent crime. You're safer in the city. But one point I really want to make is this is a front, as the guy said, this is a front office problem. You have a front office that has done really poorly. You're in year five of Farhan Zaidi. He's not drafted well. He has not built competitive teams. He had one sort of fluky team, and they're deflecting. But to say that it's the city when the players don't even live in the city, like you mentioned, the Bronx, and the fact that hitting this ballpark is impossible. They haven't had a free agent big signing since Barry Bonds in 1992 because hitters don't want to come here. Even during the championship years, they didn't have any free agent hitters come here. That was all built in the farm system. And the whole, it's a deflection from a failed front office.
All right. Well, you know, let me ask you something more important. Did you just insult the state of Florida?
Yes. Every single city with a population of that's higher than San Francisco or the same has a higher violent crime rate than San Francisco. It's a fact. Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Dangerous than the city of
San Francisco. Were you just sitting around like Googling crime statistics in Florida?
No,
like, what were you doing?
I live in the city, and I'm very, very conscious of what the problems of the city, and very conscious of how it's become a punching bag, and it is just, it's a safer city.
The answer is yes. You studied crime stats in Florida. Yes.
Yes, I study all over the country.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living?
I work in tech.
Oh, you work in tech. All right. So you just study crime for fun? Like, what are you doing?
No, I'm very aware of San Francisco being an attack, and I try to set this, my family members who think I'm going to be murdered, and I tell them that I'm safer than when they're walking in, when they go to the cities in their states.
Are you safer in San Francisco, or am I safer here in Atlanta?
I don't know the crime rate in Atlanta.
All right.
To be honest,
just Florida. What about New York? Tell Shep, is Shep safe in New York?
Yeah, he's safer in New York than he would be in Miami or Tampa or Lauderdale.
Okay, Chris. Now, I agree with you, though. San Francisco, the Giants stink, and yes, it's more so to have to do with that Embarcadero, downtown Tenderloin, Union Square area. Hey, you be safe, okay, Chris? Thank you for calling.
I feel safe. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, man. Take care.
Bye.
No problem. Shep, don't you feel so much better now?
No.
He's sitting around, and he, for whatever reason, I should have asked him about crime statistics. You think he knows crime stats for, like, Dallas, the Metroplex?
No. Like, if someone asked me what I do, like, I would be like, I'm an executive producer and I host on CBS Sports Radio. I don't say, like, I work in sports. Like, that to me sounds like a 5-year-old's answer. So when you asked him that question, I was not secure nor confident in any data he was giving us whatsoever.
That he works in tech?
Yeah, that's such a vague, general answer. It's like he's trying to, like, hide. Like, no one says
maybe
they work
in tech. Maybe he works for Google. I mean, he could.
JR, if you work for Google and someone asks you what you do for a living, you're not saying I work in tech.
I mean, if you work for Google, do you want? I know plenty of people that work at Google. I don't think they want people to know.
Well, I feel like you're gonna have like more, like you're gonna be like a data specialist, or I'm an engineer, I'm a software engineer.
Right.
You're not gonna say I work in tech. So when he gave you that answer, he lost all credibility in any futuristic data he was gonna give us.
People ask me what I do sometimes, and sometimes I don't want to be bothered. What do you do? I'm just like I'm a producer, which I am. You know, just leave it there.
Well, there's a difference though. He was looking to get into a conversation with you. It's different if you're getting into an Uber after a 4-hour show, hosting 6 days a week, and you just don't want to be bothered with sports conversation. But when you are engaging in a conversation with someone, I guarantee you, if someone asks JR what you're doing, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're not going to say I produce sports. You're going to actually tell them what you do.
Yeah, I need them asking me 21 questions about every topic in the world of sports.
Right. But you read people well. You would have a sense of who those people were before even getting into a conversation.
Hey, look at this. We got the NBA is a funny league. Sorry. The New York Knicks just beat the Phoenix Suns 139-122. Jalen Brunson played out of his mind in this game. And so Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson finishes with a career-high 50 points. He was a perfect 9 of 9 from 3. He had 9 assists. He was 17 of 23 from the field. And so the game ends. Julius Randle gets the ball. He holds it high over his head as if to say, no one is going to take this from us. And he jokingly kind of gives it a pat and hands it over to Jalen Brunson. Giannis Antetokounmpo, people are making fun of him now. Like, this is a joke. Don't worry about it. I got the game ball. Jalen Brunson, franchise history, first time for the Knicks, 50 points and 9 threes. Jalen Brunson bust the ass of the Phoenix Suns. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, yes, more of your calls. And then I'm going to tell you about a football game that does not take place on Saturday. We got to wait till Sunday to see the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. We'll get into them, get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We just had a New York Knick have one of the best games in franchise history. The New York Knicks are playing out in Phoenix, Arizona. The Knicks just beat the Suns 139-122. Jalen Brunson went off. A career-high 50 points. This man took 9 3-pointers. He made all 9 of his threes. And for the Suns tonight, they had Bradley Beal out there. He only played 5 minutes before he had a sprained ankle. We'll never see this big three play. Reminds me of Brooklyn. Durant had 29, Devin Booker had 28, and Jalen Brunson, I said, 50 points, 9 assists. He took 9 threes. He knocked every single one down. Perfect from deep. That's called being unconscious. And by the way, he took 23 shots total. He made 17. Ain't nothing better than feeling like that on a basketball court. It's a feeling that you could only wish you bottled up. Let's listen to the 47th point by Jalen Brunson. This is from the Madison Square Garden Network.
Brunson, three-pointer. Bang! Jalen Brunson from downtown. What a masterpiece tonight. And the Knicks go up by 15.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know Mike Breen is the host for the New York Knicks? Yeah, forget ABC, ESPN, the NBA Finals. New York Knicks fans get him all the time. Let's listen to the 50th point.
Brunson, a three-pointer. It's good. Jalen Brunson nails another. Brunson, a career high now in so many different categories as the Knicks now go up by 20.
The Knicks are now 14-10. The Suns fall to 13-12. The Phoenix Suns are now 2-6 in their last 8 games. Let me know when Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant play in, like, I don't know, 5 consecutive games. It may never happen this year. Jalen Brunson, Mr. 50 points, perfect from 3. He spoke to MSG after the game. Yeah, and I'm sure he sounded happy.
Well, I know I don't play my best, and I'm turning the ball over, and that's what pisses me off the most. And so, I just had to refocus up, and I guess I did that tonight. Yeah, I should have dunked it, but I gave it to Julius. I mean, it's just instinct, you know. We got to continue to get better, and our chemistry, and now we're getting better, and everyone's on the same page.
Shep, he did what now?
So there was an opportunity for him to have a career high even earlier in the game, and he elected with a wide-open layup instead to pass it to his second-best player, Julius Randle, which then just tells you how great Jalen Brunson truly is.
Oh, yeah, he's a great player. And it was a cool moment for Julius Randle to make sure that he got the game ball afterwards as well. We know that that was a point of contention earlier this week between the Pacers and the Bucks. And just it's funny to think that was one of the biggest stories of the week. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I got to let you know this before I pick up the phones. This portion of the show is brought to you by NHTSA. Whether you get pulled over or get into a crash, drinking and driving will change your world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe. He's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
How's it going there? A couple of questions for you. The first one, do you think the Saints win this season? I mean, win this weekend, excuse me, win this weekend? And will Dennis Allen survive this season? A lot of dissension down here. And I noticed something about you. I've been listening for a while. Are you a Stephen A. lover? Because you sound just like him. I'll hang up and listen.
Am I a Stephen A. lover because I sound like him? Why, because I'm black? Stephen A. Smith is about 20 years older than me. Am I a lover? I'm not really a fan. I really don't, in all actuality, I don't listen to too much outside of when I speak, outside of what pops up on social media. So odd question. I've met Stephen A. Smith. I've talked to him. It's just, am I a lover? I guess all black people are the same. And when it comes to the Saints, bruh, they got an opportunity to beat the Giants. You got Tommy DeVito coming into town. What does Tommy DeVito do in New Orleans when he steps into the Superdome? We're going to find out. It's one thing to do that at home. Everybody's cheering for you. It's another thing when you have to go out there and do it on the road. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Walt is here from Detroit. What's up, Walt?
Hey, it's great to be on. I just want to talk about tomorrow's premier game, which would, of course, be the Broncos at my hometown Detroit Lions, and why the Lions are winning by 14. Dan Campbell is a Sean Payton protege, but the real deal. And this team's going to be ready to play. We got our whole offensive line back together. Ragnall's going to be back at center. Glasgow back at guard. Montgomery, Gibbs, going to run the ball. Amon-Ra is going to catch the ball, and J-Mo is going to have a big game. I just wanted to put that out there and predict that for all these Lion fans that are so nervous because we have not lost two games in a row since last November.
Okay. Well, thank you, Walt, for calling from Detroit. Yeah, they are. It's funny how people go through the ebbs and the flows of a season. Earlier this year, people were telling me the Lions are the best and they're going to the Super Bowl, and now we got a bunch of Lion fans who are worried about the potential of, oh, my God, well, we're going to fall apart here at the end of the season. And we've heard it. Yeah, they want to get Jameson Williams more involved in the offense, and as they should. I mean, he's off of suspension. He's good. He ain't gambling. Go out there, catch the rock, throw him the ball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We have had a busy, busy week. I just told you about Giannis Antetokounmpo and Ballgate? Does it have an official name yet? I don't know. We know about Draymond Green waiting for his next contract in the UFC or the WWE. Shohei Ohtani introduced as a Dodger. We got a new San Francisco Giant. He's from South Korea. He decided to speak English. Brandon Staley just got the boot. We have had a busy week in the world of sports. A lot of wild stories, a lot of wild comments. We're going to talk about them on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running.
Yeah, Graybar does that.
Discover. This is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.